All right, welcome back to the Health Ranger Report. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I haven't done podcasts for quite some time. I've been very intensely working on some projects. I'm going to share that with you, give you some updates, what's been going on. First, since we're in the post-election time now for America, I do want you to know that even though we were very intensely covering the political news, if you can call it that, during this election, we will be, as things settle down, getting back into the regular groove of covering health and nutrition, disease prevention, GMOs, vaccines, nutritional science, you know, all that good stuff, polluted water, you know, how to keep yourself safer and healthier. But I do want you to know that covering the politics during this election was absolutely crucial for all of us. It was essential that we, the people, defeated Hillary Clinton. And most of you have some good idea of how evil that person was, or still is, actually. She's not gone. She's just not president either. But the general public really had no idea how evil she is. They had no clue. They, you know how mainstream people are. They don't know anything, right? They don't know anything about vaccines. They don't know anything about aspartame. They don't know anything about GMOs. They don't know anything about central banks. They don't know anything about history. They're totally clueless at every level. And thus, of course, they don't know anything about Hillary Clinton and the criminality. And just, I'm not even going to go into it all, but it was crucial that we defeated Hillary Clinton, and we did. It was so bad with her that it almost didn't matter who we elected instead. And that's why, ultimately, I was fighting so hard for this, and I think we're lucky that we had a guy like Donald Trump who has such business experience. Running the country is, in many ways, a lot like running a very, very large business, except this business loses money every year, $20 trillion in debt. It's practically ripping itself apart from the inside and so on. So it's like the worst, the most bankrupt, poorly run business that you can possibly imagine. That's what Donald Trump is inheriting. And so we're lucky that somebody like him is even willing to come along and attempt to take on that project. I wouldn't want that job. Are you kidding me? It's hard enough to make ends meet when you're running a small business, much less the entire U.S. economy. And in fact, one of the topics that I do want to touch on here is setting some realistic expectations. Now that Donald Trump won the election, we've got to set some expectations of what can possibly get done. And I'll just share this with you flat out. If you've read my articles on Natural News, you know a lot of this anyway, but the America empire is probably doomed in the sense that it's so bankrupt, you know, $20 trillion. The education has been lacking for so long. You know, the Common Core, dumbing down of the population. The culture is a culture of pathetic generation snowflake people, you know, intolerant bigots on the left, and a few, I guess, on the right as well. The country is not where it used to be, and trying to turn it around is a Herculean task. I don't know if Donald Trump can do it. He's probably the best shot that we could have at it. Well, no doubt he's the best shot. But even then, it's going to be so incredibly difficult that we shouldn't bet on America being here, you know, 10 years from now, or 20 or whatever it happens to be. I'm not convinced that we can turn this country around as it's currently structured. I've long suspected that we're looking at a balkanization, a kind of breaking up of the nation. I saw that as a possibility under the Obama administration, transitioning to a Clinton administration would certainly have set off the secession of Texas and so on and so forth. But I predicted Trump would win. And I also predicted that after he won, the leftists would go crazy and start protesting and committing violence. And along with that, we're now seeing California and Oregon wanting to secede from the union. So we're seeing that balkanization effort on both sides of the political spectrum, the left in California and Oregon, and potentially the more conservative states like Texas and Louisiana and Oklahoma and so on, Arizona for that matter. The overall view of America right now is that it is a very, very divided nation. And there are people all across this country who absolutely cannot see eye to eye on the most important issues of our time, from Second Amendment gun rights to the size and scope of government to taxation and so on, and environmental regulation, you know, and so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm on the record saying, by the way, that leftists or Democrats are financially illiterate, and conservatives are often scientifically illiterate. And what I mean by that, it's kind of a double-barreled insult, I guess, but what I mean by that is that when you talk to people on the left and Democrats, they don't understand numbers, they don't understand debt, they don't understand anything about how to grow the economy by cutting taxes, by encouraging investment, by creating jobs through the private sector. None of that makes sense to them. They just think, oh, government should just hand out more money to more people. They don't even know where money comes from. So that's the illiteracy, or you might call it the financial idiocy of the left. And then on the right, you get all these people, you know, I'm talking about the establishment Republican base. It's always pro-Monsanto, pro-DuPont, pro-Big Pharma, you know, even Rush Limbaugh is pro-Big Pharma. And all these establishment conservatives, they don't think there's any problem with dumping GMOs into the food supply or spraying glyphosate all over the crops and poisoning people. They tend to have complete scientific illiteracy on those kinds of topics, which is, of course, rather disturbing. And that's why most intelligent people like you and me and others like us are not, we don't worship a party, a political party. We're not affiliated with a political party. We are independent thinkers. And we make independent decisions based on rationality and based on evidence and based on sometimes our best projections of what we think will happen, you know, based on the knowledge that we've gained and the life experience that we've gained and so on. And so we try to make the best decision we can along the way, and yet we find ourselves navigating in a world that's populated by morons and idiots and irrational, sometimes emotionally driven people who they want to feel good, they want to hug all the radical Islamic terrorists instead of stopping them. They want to hug the illegal aliens crossing the border instead of making people follow the law and immigrate legally. You know, there's the emotional type of people. There's all these different types of people that we have to navigate as we move through this world with what we think is a sense of rationality and evidence-based decision-making and so on. So it's tricky. And the upshot of that is that we may have defeated Hillary Clinton in this election, but it does not mean, and listen to me carefully on this, it does not mean that sanity is going to prevail at the next election or the one after that. In 2 years or 4 years or 8 years, we might see the angry, crazy, ignorant masses, the same morons who are violently protesting in the streets right now, burning down their own cities and burning the American flags and screaming, you know, as they claim they're loving and tolerant. They're screaming with racism and bigotry. They've been holding up signs that say rape Melania. I mean, it is, you know, and they're trying to call for the assassination of Trump all over Twitter. These people are insane. But they might win the next election. You don't know. Maybe the Republicans nominate some horribly deficient candidate next time in 8 years or whatever the case may be. I mean, even more horrible than Hillary Clinton. I mean, the DNC made a huge mistake, right? Nominating Hillary Clinton. But maybe the Republicans next time around, they make the same mistake. And then we end up with, you know, the left winning. The same leftists who are burning the flags and rioting in the streets. They could be running Washington again, as they have for the last 8 years. So don't take any of this for granted. Just because we got Clinton out of the picture for now doesn't mean that we are safe for our future. That's very, very important to remember. Now, getting back to the expectations, I have publicly predicted that there will be a large, deliberate global debt collapse early in the Trump administration. This is because the establishment, the global system of controllers, they don't want Trump to succeed. They don't want him to make America great again. They don't want him to have a legacy. What they want to do is destroy him and blame him for the world's greatest, most catastrophic financial collapse that they have held in waiting until the right time. Remember, the central banks of the world have been printing money. They call it quantitative easing. Basically, they're just creating money and dumping it into the banks and pushing, you know, devaluing the currency, the fiat currency system, pushing all this money into the hands of the ultra wealthy to keep the stock market propped up, to keep prices, even bond prices and real estate prices and stock prices artificially propped up. But they can stop this at any time. And they're just waiting for the right time to do it. All they have to do is stop the quantitative easing and raise interest rates. And then the collapse comes. And they're waiting for the right time to do that. As soon as they can get some anger going towards Donald Trump, maybe an impeachment investigation going, they can drum up something or they can fabricate something, or, you know, who knows what. They're very capable of creating fictional scare stories or accounts that they can use to try to blame him. I mean, come on, the left isn't giving up. Even though they lost the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, the White House, most of the governorships, and more in the election, they're not giving up. And they're not abandoning their tactics of being dishonest and deceptive. They're going to keep lying and keep fabricating false stories and false evidence. And this is how they've always done things. You can't expect them to change that culture now. So they're going to come up with a way to blame Donald Trump for something big, and then they're going to crash the global debt system, dump that on his doorstep and say, aha, it was you, Trump, who caused this horrific, catastrophic loss of pension funds and loss of investment assets. And look, people are homeless and they're begging in the streets and people are starving. It's your fault, they're going to say. When in fact, it was Obama who doubled the national debt to almost $20 trillion now. More than doubled it. I mean, it was Bush before him that engaged in a tremendous amount of debt spending. This has been going on for a very long time. And the crash is inevitable. It's just a matter of when they want to allow it to happen. So as we move into the inauguration of President Trump and his administration begins, watch for all of this to unfold. If you don't believe me, just review the fact that I am one of the very few people who correctly predicted that he would win and correctly predicted the violent leftist riots that would happen. I wrote a very famous article in Natural News called, I think, the top 10 things, survival things you need to have when Donald Trump wins the election next Tuesday. And in that article, I wrote out exactly, he's going to win, the left is going to go nuts, and they're going to try to go violent. There's going to be violent mobs, and eventually they're going to try to take over the country with a socialist revolution type of thing. And you better have your stored food and your self-defense, you know, security, home security. I named 10 specific things that you needed to have. And by the way, you actually should have all those things. If you don't by now, you should get them, because you never know what day they're going to trigger a mass social uprising. You know, George Soros, the international terrorist money man. They're busing professional protesters now from city to city to try to create this impression that America is rising up, so they can get a bunch of young people to jump on that bandwagon and join them. And what they're hoping for is a cultural revolution where they just sweep across the country and they murder all the conservatives, they murder white people, and they take over the White House and they install Hillary Clinton, who they think should have won anyway. You see, this is their goal. Now, that's not going to happen, by the way. I'm not predicting that, because there is something called a Second Amendment, and there is something called Bubba with, you know, there's millions, tens of millions of Bubbas across America with their AR-15s, and they are not going to let some crazy leftist uprising sweep across the country and take over Washington, D.C. You know, those protesters would be eating lead long before they ever made it that far. So don't worry, that's not going to happen. I'm not predicting that, just to be clear. I'm not predicting that. But that's what the left wants to do. And they might make some progress in their cities, you know, in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, Portland, New York, Baltimore, you know, Philly, whatever. They might make some progress in their cities, but all they're going to do is burn down their cities. They're not going to be sweeping across the countryside and be effective at that, because there will be people who will stop them. So we should assume that Donald Trump gets inaugurated in January and he begins to implement his agenda, which includes all kinds of things, repealing Obamacare, building a wall, so on and so forth. And then, of course, that's when I think in the springtime is the earliest possible time they could do this. You know, the global banks trying to crash the system and blame Donald Trump. So the timing of this is very hard to know exactly. I just know the outcome. I know they're going to try to destroy Trump's presidency. They're going to sabotage it in every way they can. They're going to try to blame him for everything they can. And the leftist media will say, well, Obama gave us 8 great years of unemployment, low unemployment, where they give you false numbers like, I don't know, 5.9% or something. And then Trump came along and the economy crashed. And you'll have Miley Cyrus crying on camera about why Donald Trump crashed the economy. You know, this is what you're going to see. It's not hard to predict, by the way. Not hard to predict at all. This is exactly how it's all going to be scripted. It's all going to be laid out. They're going to crash it. I just don't know what day they're going to crash it. So the upshot is, don't get caught when this happens. Make sure you don't have all your life savings in virtual money systems. In other words, digital records in banking systems or pension funds or what have you. It's all going to be gone very, very quickly. It doesn't even take very long. So be incredibly careful about what you do with your money in 2017, and stay tuned to naturalnews.com and healthrangerreport.com for additional updates. And yes, I will be covering a lot more health and nutrition and GMOs and all that as things progress. But I just wanted to give you this update on the election, the background, what's going to happen in 2017. I'm on the record with the prediction, yes, they're going to crash the global debt system. Here it comes. Get ready. In fact, let me just say it here so I can quote this recording later. All right, here it is. Today is, what is it, November 14th, 2016. Sometime in the first year of Donald Trump's administration, the globalist banks are going to deliberately and catastrophically crash the global debt system so they can blame Donald Trump for the disaster and try to get him out of office. It's going to be a deliberate, multinational, multi-bank orchestrated crash, and it will wipe out trillions of dollars in global assets. Trillions. Everything from, of course, derivatives to also bonds and real estate markets, stocks, of course, but pension funds, mutual funds, different kinds of investment accounts. Many, many banks and financial institutions will go bankrupt and be gone, like Bear Stearns from 2008. This coming crash in 2017 is going to make the 2008 crash look like child's play. That's what I'm saying on the record. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, putting all that on the record. It's coming. It is a mathematical certainty. And I don't care how many people out there in the media tell you that's not going to happen. They are wrong. They're all completely wrong. They were wrong about the election, weren't they? They were wrong about what would happen after the election. They were wrong about everything from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, everything that would happen. They were wrong about the nomination. They were wrong about the voters. They were wrong about the polls. They were wrong about the exit polls. They were wrong about everything. And they're wrong about the financial markets. I am right. they are going to crash the system. And of course, they will not tell you in advance. Otherwise, they, the rich people, couldn't get all their money out ahead of you, you see. Whoever is the last sucker holding the bag is the one who gets victimized the most. So the rich, wealthy banksters are going to sell at the top and then crash the system, effectively wiping out all your money, your savings, your retirement, your pensions, and then they're going to buy cheap down at the bottom when there's blood running in the streets, so to speak, metaphorically, or maybe literally, who knows. They're going to buy cheap assets at that time and then work the whole system again. They do this every generation, okay? This is the history of banking in the world. It's clockwork, folks. It's predictable like clockwork. It's absolutely going to happen. And you should plan accordingly. So stay tuned to naturalnews.com and healthrangerreport.com. Take care. If you'd like to help support this video and other videos like this, visit healthrangerstore.com, where everything we sell is laboratory tested for heavy metals and more. You'll find superfoods, storable survival foods, nutritional supplements, and a full line of synthetic chemical-free body soaps, shampoos, and oral care products. Everything we sell is non-GMO, and it's all completely free of chemical sweeteners, artificial colors, hydrogenated oils, and other toxic ingredients that you want to avoid. Find all this and much more at healthrangerstore.com.